broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome to our program, and we are here every night, Monday through Friday. Weekends we're on locally in Los Angeles on KFI AM 640, but we're also on our videocast right now, Phil TV in HD, and you can check it out at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. That's Phil TV in HD, as well as our podcast tomorrow and our archives. We are available across the country right now in 150 different affiliates. So head on over to our website, get a backstage pass. On our radio show, each and every night, we go places where other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we're going to do that again tonight. There's a lot of things that are going on in the news. One of them, of course, is the aftermath of Harold Camping and his prediction. We have Pastor William Rennick, who's going to join us in an hour to talk about, if you will, the epilogue, the rapture aftermath. And I think it was Reverend Camping who was heard from a little bit today, saying that he was stunned at what happened and so forth. We'll talk with him. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, as we do each and every night for radio stations on our network, KKAT in Salt Lake City. It's always been a great market for us there, and it's good to be on in there in Utah and Salt Lake City and the surrounding environs. And don't let anybody ever tell you Mormons don't know how to party, because yes, they do. Now then,
yeah, what's that?
I don't have to watch anything, man. It's true. And then KEZP in Alexandria, Alexandria, Louisiana. KEZP, great to have you guys with us. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And from the Western Estates Homeowners Association this evening, Bobby and Steve Dooley are going to join us just to start things out, because we are talking tonight at the outset about the summer that's coming up. A lot of kids will be taking golf lessons, tennis lessons, and so on and so forth. A dispute has arisen over there at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, one of many across this country, having to do with who's paying for what, I guess. And Bobby and Steve join us. Bobby, thanks for being with us. And tell us what is at the heart and soul of this dispute that you're having, I know, with another family.
The problem arose with Don and Ella Wilson, who are members of our Homeowners Association. And if I could just point something out, I am currently under a doctor's care as the result of what has happened.
Are you all right tonight?
I'm all right tonight, but I had two episodes having to do with my heart.
Wow. Okay. You all right?
I'm wearing a heart monitor, and I'm my husband's with me. So I'm sure I'm going to be okay, but this has been very stressful.
I understand that, and Bobby, I don't want anything to happen here this evening as we talk about these things that's going to upset you. So we know what you're talking about. You have a dispute with this couple, correct?
We have a dispute with the couple. We have a dispute with the Homeowners Association, of which I'm the president. We were having a meeting, and I was attempting to talk about our son, Dylan, who is attending a local tennis academy. And that's when they began a conversation. This was before the meeting.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley, when I talked to you, this is Steve Dooley, by the way.
Yes, Mr. Dooley.
I thought it was before.
All right, so this happened before a Homeowners Association meeting got started?
That is correct.
What happened?
So Don and Ella Wilson started talking about their son, Terrence. They had, apparently, their son had signed an agreement with the New York Yankees baseball team.
Uh-huh.
And people were congratulating them and talking about the New York Yankees and how lucky their son was. And they were talking about what the Yankees do, part of which is to pay for a young man's education as he goes through college, as well as have him on one of the farm teams. We never were able to get to what we wanted to say until well into the time the meeting should have started. So we had to delay our meeting.
All right. You had to delay your meeting. Why?
We had to delay our meeting because Steve and I wanted to bring up the fact that our son, Dylan, was attending the Western States Tennis Academy, that it cost us $40,000 a year. And I was attempting to get that out when these other people, who were obviously, excited about what the Wilsons were saying, so I don't blame them, I blame the Wilsons, were talking over top of me and asking Don and Ella their opinion.
Yeah, this all happened before the meeting.
All right, so you had a homeowners association meeting. And but that meeting's not really germane to what we're talking about. Somebody's son has been signed by the New York Yankees.
Yes, the Wilson son.
All right. And that did not, and as they were talking about that boy being signed by the New York Yankees, that didn't give you time to talk about your son, Dylan, going to this tennis academy.
Well, first of all, Phil, we were planning on making this announcement in the Homeowners Association meeting that our son, Dylan, was going to be going to the Western States Tennis Academy. And that the tuition there is $40,000 a year. Now, they're boarding there. That's why it's so expensive.
Okay.
And I can tell, even by telling you this, you are not reacting in a way that I would think would be a normal way.
I'm impressed, Ms. Dooley, by the amount of money that you're spending for a young man to attend a tennis academy. I'm assuming you've got that kind of money to spend. But I don't understand the dispute between yourselves and the Wilson family.
The dispute between us and the Wilsons is simply that we were going to make this announcement about our son in the Homeowners Association meeting. The Wilsons decided before the meeting started to start talking about their son and his New York Yankee contract.
Yeah, before we even got a chance.
Were they not supposed to talk about it?
That's not the point. That's not the point. Were they not supposed to talk about it? The point is we were never able to get to what it is we wanted to talk about fully before the meeting started, or during the meeting, so we had to do it before the meeting.
But were the Wilsons not supposed to talk about their son Terrence getting a New York Yankee contract?
I would think that they would not talk about that. I would think they'd have the common courtesy, knowing that I'm the Homeowners Association president, to not talk about it. And yet they did. And when the meeting finally ended, I had to go home, and my husband had to call emergency services because I was experiencing what I experience from time to time, and those are palpitations. And the reason why is because I felt very humiliated and extremely victimized by what these people did. We, by the way, Phil, had to rule against an architectural improvement that they wanted for their home because of this.
So you had to rule because of this against an architectural improvement for their home?
Yes, because of this and some other things. Because we never were able to talk about our son going to this tennis academy, spending $40,000 a year for a tennis academy in the right context, because these two people decided they'd talk about their son being signed by the New York Yankees.
All right. Well, our number is, by the way, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. We're talking here to Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association about another family and the architectural design that they wanted approved by the architectural committee was denied based upon this, correct?
That is correct.
What is the architectural committee? Isn't that you and your husband?
The architectural committee is myself, my husband, Steve, and Janice Greeley, yes.
Janice Greeley, she's another...
She's also a member of our Homeowners Association board. But we had to turn down this, and it devastated me to do it.
And well, what was the architectural improvement? I understand that's significant.
Well, yeah, it was for Don's mother, Ella's mother-in-law. It was a wheelchair ramp for the front of the house. And when I found out that their son was signed by the New York Yankees and that the Yankees would be paying for his education, I said to them, I think you can afford to get an equipped van or something, if you're rolling in money like that.
And well, are you not rolling in money, too?
This isn't about me. This is about two people who took the time before a homeowners association meeting.
No, I know what they did. I'm asking you, are you not rolling in the money with the $40,000 a year?
Yes.
And they are rolling in money because the New York Yankees have signed their son to a contract, which is not a big money contract. They're just going to pay for his education. And you guys have decided to punish this family because they got more people interested in their son's contract, right?
No, we're not punishing.
No, that's not a punishment, Mr. Andrews. Architectural design.
This is called an architectural design decline. And we felt that the wheelchair ramp they wanted for their home was aesthetically not in keeping with the design of Western Estates. But we also added an addendum. And we usually don't do this, but I, for their sake, added the addendum, the notation, that because they had decided to take up valuable time meeting time with their story about their son being signed by the Yankees and punishing me and my husband, then we would, yes, indeed decline the wheelchair ramp. And they could buy a fully equipped van.
They got the money to get a van.
I understand they have the money to get a van, but you turned them down for their architectural improvement for this wheelchair ramp simply because they talked about their son having a contract with the Yankees, and it didn't give you enough time to talk about your son being accepted to a tennis academy.
They took up valuable time that was appropriated for our homeowners association meeting, of which I am the president. My husband is the vice president and treasurer. Okay? And in the process of doing that, when I said our son is going to a tennis academy and we are spending $40,000 a year, you could have heard a pin drop.
No one cared.
No one cared.
And no one cared as the result of...
As the result of those two... Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be thick, Ms. Dooley. No one cared about your son going to a $40,000 a year tennis camp because... The Wilsons.
The Wilsons were telling everyone their son had been signed by the New York Yankees, so no one cared.
No one cared, and as a result, got no wheelchair van.
So I said to them, "You know what? Have a good time carrying your mother-in-law from a van to the front door, because I feel cheated. I really do."
And you penalized this family's architectural improvement or wheelchair ramp.
It wasn't an improvement.
No, well, how could it be an improvement?
All right, but they needed a wheelchair ramp. You denied it. Even that comment there, they can carry his mother-in-law.
Yes, it's her mother-in-law, right.
All right, they carry her to the front door from the van because they were taking up time at the meeting talking about the Yankees and you didn't have time to talk about your son.
Yes, and Mr. Hendry, I am wearing a heart monitor because of this experience. So I think any temptation to say that I am being petty...
My wife could have lost her life.
Well, Ms. Dooley, if you have heart palpitations or heart problems as a result of this dispute, I'm sorry. But we want to get to the bottom of an essential question here. Is this worth penalizing a family, not allowing them to build a wheelchair ramp in front of their house because... You didn't get to talk about your son's tennis academy. They got to talk about their son being signed by the New York Yankees. And
no, it is about respect for Homeowners Association president, respect for what we're doing in our meeting. And
so it was part of your agenda during this meeting to announce your son was going to a tennis camp.
It's not a tennis camp. It's a tennis academy. There's a huge difference. This isn't some weekend YMCA thing.
I understand, Ms. Dooley. If you can hang on the line with your husband, our number is 877-876-PHIL. As a family is denied the building of a wheelchair ramp in front of their house because their conversation about their son being signed by the New York Yankees took away from the Homeowners Association president announcing that her son is going to a tennis camp for $40,000 a year. All right. 877-877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The Dooley's with us this hour. Next hour, it is Pastor William Rennick here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And with us, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're talking tonight about a dispute arising from the beginning of a Homeowners Association meeting. Now, you know, on this radio show, we often talk about people being victimized, and we get so sick and tired of that word. We don't want to be victims. We want to be proactive, take control of our lives, and so on and so forth. Ms. Dooley, you are having, basically, as the Homeowners Association president, you've told this family, the Wilsons, they can't build a wheelchair ramp for a mother-in-law because these people took up time at a meeting talking about their son getting a New York Yankee contract.
You know, Phil, you're putting it in really simplistic terms.
All right, and your son is going to a tennis academy.
My son's going to tennis academy at 45. This old lady would carry her.
This woman, the elder Mrs. Wilson, who is Don Wilson's mother, correct?
Yes, it's Ella's mother-in-law.
All right, this woman suffers from some kind of a Hodgkin's condition, or Parkinson's condition, excuse me. From what I understand, there's been a significant amount of muscle deterioration, so that she really, this isn't just a matter of someone getting up and using a walker. She really needs the wheelchair, doesn't she?
Maybe you didn't hear me. I thought I said, right now I'm wearing a heart monitor.
Maybe you didn't hear.
Maybe you didn't hear me.
And I heard you. You're wearing a heart monitor.
Yeah. I'm wearing a heart monitor as the result of the fact that we were going to make the announcement that Dylan is going to the Western States Tennis Academy for $40,000 a year. That is coming out of my very successful husband's pocket. I'm not trying to make a big thing out of that. But when you sit there and go, my son's getting a free ride from the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Don't tell me about your mother.
With her shriveled up legs.
And that was the other thing. They got very indignant when my husband said that Dora Wilson, who is Don's mother, had shriveled up legs. And he was making a joke.
That's a hell of a joke.
I'm making a joke, Mr. Henry.
That's a hell of a joke to make when you're sitting there, Ms. Dooley, talking about your heart monitor.
I am a young woman with a heart monitor.
Don't make a joke of a shriveled up leg.
And he said, when he said shriveled up leg, it was, he said, one time it was, God.
All right, you know what? I don't want to hear about these juvenile comments.
One time, when he used it singularly, he was talking about Don Wilson.
Not about the mother.
1-800-877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. I guess the drinking game is going in full swing because I've just almost given a wrong number out twice. Let's go to Stephanie in Greensboro, North Carolina. Stephanie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Stephanie,
this conversation. That is a really petty issue that you would punish your family just because that's real petty because you are unable to make an announcement for your son.
It's not petty at all because I'm wearing a heart monitor right now as the result of this family butting in and taking over this time and saying, oh, our son Terrence is going with the New York Yankees. Well, good for them, but they're putting up a wheelchair ramp. I think they could afford a van. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know.
You don't. I'm saying that...
No, I don't understand that. You're denying someone medical attention only because you are unable to make an announcement about your son going to the academy.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
So personally, I feel you need to take the $40,000 that you would spend to go to the academy for psychological help because this is really a big issue.
I don't need psychological help. How dare you?
No, you really need to seek psychological attention. Because it's very petty to deny someone.
How could you say that about me? I have said to them
that's
it's petty. What's petty about they can, if they have the money, they can buy a van with a wheelchair ramp, pull it up to the front door, and carry the old lady, excuse me for putting it down.
Yeah, just carry it.
I mean, what is this? Medical. You're missing the whole point.
I cannot hear you. I'm sorry, though.
You can't hear her?
No, I was just saying that the comment, I mean, it's real petty to deny a family something of that nature because
I'm
they
not denying.
Made it.
I said they can't have the wheelchair rent, but they could carry the old lady to the front door from a fully equipped van.
They don't want to carry her from a fully equipped van.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing a heart monitor. What about me?
That's real petty. I'm sure they wouldn't deny you something of that.
Phil, we'll be back.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome back here as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And the previous phone call, let's get them up online too here. Bobby, the previous phone call from the lady, she kept saying that this was, you know, you're punishing a woman, an elderly woman. And what was this joke about here, her having shriveled up legs? That's the part I don't think anybody is going to appreciate.
That was me, Ms. Rand.
Let me do it, Steve. That was a joke by my husband saying, carry the old lady to the front door. Now, he said that because we said we're denying the wheelchair ramp on architectural grounds, but yes, also on the grounds.
Ms. Dooley, I know it's emotional for you.
Hold on. Also on the grounds that you did not allow us to make the announcement that we're sending our son to a tennis school for $40,000 a year. That is a significant outlay of money. Any parent in this country that stands up in any meeting and says our son's going to a tennis academy for $40,000
a year.
I understand. You got a lot of money, $40,000 a year. Congratulations. What do you want me to say? You know.
Well, then do you have to sit there and go, oh, well, your boy's going to be with the New York Yankees. Oh.
They're all around by the New York Yankees.
The son got signed by the New York Yankees. That's an exciting piece of news that any parent would want to share. For you to deny them the construction of a wheelchair ramp because you think that they can afford to build it themselves or they can afford to put their mother in a wheelchair-equipped van, I don't know. I think I agree with the previous lady. It's petty. And
what about my heart monitor?
I'm sorry that you're on a heart monitor. I think that you are. I think you have an elderly woman here who has Parkinson's. My mother had Parkinson's disease. It is terribly difficult to get around when it really begins to degrade one's neural system. The nervous system. And
well, Phil, I'm not talking about your mother. I'm talking about Ella and Don Wilson, whose son was signed by the New York Yankees.
What signed by the New York Yankees?
So the New York Yankees signed their son. So that means he's going to have his education paid for. That's a wonderful thing. Wish them well. So maybe they can save their money, and now you're telling me that they can save their money for a wheelchair-equipped van instead of the wheelchair ramp because they've got the money to do it.
Yes, and we have the money to send our son to... Oh, boy.
Well, you don't get it.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it, and I don't think a lot of people get it. 877-876-7445 on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is John in Binghamton, New York. Hello, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
How are you doing today?
Yes, very good, sir.
I just want to add that, you know, this lady should humble herself and admit her wrong. Take a look at the situation deeply and go out of her way to help these people and be happy that their son is signed with the Yankees.
I am happy, but why does
listen, hold on a second, guys.
I'm the president of the homeowners and stuff.
Listen, I just want to say this. You know, I mean, I'm happy that your son, you can afford a great college for your son to go to a tennis academy, but a lot of people can't afford that. You have a lot to be thankful for, too, but you should go out of your way to help somebody, whether you dislike them, whether you have a grudge against them, but you should take things out on other people. Just go out of your way to help somebody. That'll make you feel better.
Are you talking about Christian stuff? Are you talking about Christian?
Are you talking about Christian, the Christian religion? Is that what you're doing?
I'm just trying to tell you that where I come from, we help people. We help our neighbors.
And, of course we help our neighbors. But if you can afford to buy a wheelchair-equipped van instead of bothering me with a wheelchair ramp architectural permit,
when I don't care if they can afford the Trump Plaza. You should still go out here and help
them.
It's going to improve the value of their property. It's going to improve somebody's health issues.
Oh, my God. No, it is not going to help the value of the property. A wheelchair ramp is going to degrade the value of the property.
Why not? So then if the lady passes away someday or she moves out, then you replace it. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe the next people who want to move in will be in a wheelchair also.
This is an elderly woman who needs this wheelchair ramp. She lives with her daughter-in-law, right?
She lives with her son and her daughter-in-law, yes, which is something that we were very, very much against. But we went ahead and let them move the old lady in, if you pardon the expression, you know, because...
I didn't want to have her tied up the wheelchair with electrical cord.
I'm sure this is more than an old lady. I'm sure she has a name.
What's the woman's name? Yeah, what is the woman's name?
What woman?
The elderly woman, Mr. Wilson's mother.
Her name is Steve, what is it?
Dora.
Her name is Dora Wilson.
Dora?
Yes.
All right. She's not to move the old lady in.
Boy, I'll tell you, Phil, I got so many things pressing on me. Now you want me to call the old lady by her first name? I'll do that. I'll do anything I got to do. And I'll talk to anybody I have to talk to make the point that my son's going to a tennis academy
for $40,000 a year.
I'm happy for him. He is so lucky. Up where I come from, we got to do a lot of hard work to put our kids to school.
You know, increasingly, every time you say where I come from, I don't want to go there. And
well, maybe they don't want you to visit. Yeah, maybe they don't want you to visit.
Oh, so that means you don't want me to, follow
that? We're just a bunch of farmers where I come from, and but we help people. We help people. We donate in time of need, whether it's the Japanese tsunami, whether it's hurricanes in Florida or tornadoes in the Midwest. But we find a way to help people.
The Japanese tsunami happened way over in Japan.
It doesn't matter where
what
it happened.
Think,
we're still
oh
people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what do you think you're going to do way over in Japan?
Well, listen, lady, with your bad heart and everything, I think you're bringing these problems on yourself. You want to check
that
yourself,
humble yourself,
and if you actually had compassion in your heart, you'd actually feel a lot better.
I think what the gentleman's saying is...
I know what he's saying, Mr. Hendry, and the two of you, you and this gentleman, have missed the point. The point is I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. I deserve a little bit of respect. And when I was about to get up and say my son,
respect
Dylan,
is
going to...
Respect is earned.
Oh, my God. It was earned. I was elected. I've been elected six straight times, and they're three-year terms, to... Did he hang up?
I don't know if he hung up. If he did, I don't blame him.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Oh, thank God.
I completely disagree with the woman. I mean, my heart goes out to you, lady, because you don't have any compassion. You should treat this other lady like she's your mother.
My wife doesn't.
I have a mother of my own. I don't speak to her. And there are reasons why
sorry,
I don't speak to her, you know?
Well, you should treat this other lady. She's a person.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, John. Thank you, sir. They're very, very well stated. Thank you for your call. Our number is 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We've got a wheelchair ramp that was disallowed, I guess, by the Homeowners Association Architectural Committee. We have Ms. Dooley and her son going to the $40,000 a year tennis camp. We have...
No, we don't call it the $40,000 a year tennis camp. It is called the Western States Tennis Academy.
Yeah, but not an open plan for ages.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean... All right, so it's the Western States Tennis Academy, and the other boy signed by the New York Yankees. And for some reason, this means that this family doesn't get a wheelchair ramp that they need for a mother-in-law, an elderly woman who really, really needs it. Here is Peter in Buffalo, New York. Peter, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with the Dooleys.
Yes, good morning.
I told him...
Good morning, sir.
First, I'd like to say this... This female here is incompetent to run a board if she can't actually call a meeting to order.
I did call a meeting to order.
The shriveled up legs issue that her husband brought up, it's called atrophy. And
right,
to deny anybody who uses a wheelchair to get around, that family should turn around and sue them for discrimination against people with disabilities.
I beg your pardon. We have every right to disallow a wheelchair ramp. when their son has been signed to the New York Yankees.
That's got nothing to do with an architectural request. I've been a member of a homeowners association. If you put in an architectural request, you don't take into consideration, oh, their son got signed by the New York Yankees. That must mean they can afford a van.
Really? Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead. Put the other foot in it.
Put the other foot in what?
If you can't call a meeting to order, that means that you're incompetent to even be the chairperson. Once you call a meeting to order, if somebody wants to keep on talking, you ask them to leave the room or be silent. That's your own fault. Number two, you don't sound like you're really mentally stable to be in control of something like that.
Well, that's the second insult you've delivered tonight. Anything else?
And yeah,
you are really something.
You're really something. To discriminate against somebody just because you want to pay $40,000 for your kid to go to tennis academy. Why didn't you call the meeting to order?
I did. I said my son goes to a tennis academy.
Well, is that calling
the
meeting to order?
You cannot call a meeting to order. Obviously, you're incompetent.
No, I did call the meeting
to
order.
And then to discriminate against somebody who needs a wheelchair ramp to get up to their house. That's discrimination.
That's not discrimination. That's an architectural design that we can disallow.
Don't you have to at least allow them the access to the house?
Yeah, we have to have the front door. They want the front door.
Well, where else are they going to put it? Through the backyard?
You can, yes. They could put a walkway.
Well, that's an expense. So they got to build a walkway all the way through the backyard to get the wheelchair ramp because you guys don't want it at the front door.
Well, now they can't have it at all because of the... Is the gentleman there? Here's how we call the meeting to order every week, if the gentleman's there.
Yes, he's there.
I'm here.
I will walk in. I walk in. Steve has a portable... Go ahead and play it, Steve.
All right, come here. You can hear it.
Look, it's obvious. If you can't call a meeting to order, you shouldn't.
You can hear it. This is how we call it to order. And I don't know if Mr. Henry can hear it.
I'm hearing music.
That is how we call it to order. Now, I don't know.
That's it.
That's called Hail to the Chief. Is that what you do?
Is that the music? That is the music that we use. And for anyone, turn it off, Steve.
That's Hail to the Chief.
I know what it is. And for people to say to me that I didn't call that meeting to order.
I want to be clear. You call the meeting to order by playing Hail to the Chief?
The presidential, it's presidential. Thing. I can do it again if you want to hear it, Mr. Henry. They do that. Turn it down to one side. You can hear that. Here.
I hear it. Okay, turn it off, please.
That's what they use, though, when the president's called. Jesus.
Where'd you get off, man?
You don't know that?
Turn that music off if you don't mind so I can hear myself think thank you. That's Hail to the Chief. That's the music that's played for the President of the United States.
That's music that is played for a president. I was calling the meeting to order. I noticed how the man hung up because he was scared that he was losing ground. Scared that he was losing ground in his argument that I didn't call the meeting to order and I played Hail to the Chief.
Right. Hold on for a minute, Ms. Dooley, and you can bring up next your heart monitor. You haven't brought that up yet.
How dare you make...
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I hardly think that playing Hail to the Chief is the way you bring a homeowners association meeting to order. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back at philhendryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're discussing with them the dispute they're having. Where are you guys? I'm hearing a lot of carnival sounds.
Right now, Phil, we are at it's our annual fiesta that we use to raise money for the production costs of our Summertacular, which is a charity event. I'm really, just to let you know, very disturbed by our conversation. I have had in the last 2 minutes shortness of breath. I'm not blaming you. I'm not even blaming your callers. But I think I've been treated very unfairly. I'm having a difficult time breathing.
Ms. Dooley, do you need to have medical attention?
No, I don't. I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to make it to the end of this hour. And I say this to you, Phil, and I'm not trying to be dramatic. Even if I die,
Well, I don't want you on my air if you need medical attention.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Because I don't, you know, any heroic statements about you want to do it even if you die, I'm not impressed with that. I don't want anybody dying if they can have medical attention.
Fine, Mr. Hendry. Fine.
Our number is 877-876-7445. Let's go to another phone call here. Mo, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Dooley?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you the respect and say hi to you and your husband. But you know what? If you think about the things that you said, and look how disrespectful you are right now with the breathing and the noise that you're making right now, and I'm trying
breathe.
To give you the respect. But you know what?
Listen,
selfish, sick. You are a selfish, sick individual. You really are. Anytime you deny somebody...
My wife's having a hard time breathing.
To get in there at home, no, you're not having a hard time breathing. This, to me, is all a little game that you play. But for you to deny a crippled person...
I swear to God, I don't believe it.
For you to deny a crippled person access to get in their home is the most selfish and vindictive and wrong thing to do, all because you couldn't tell everybody about your child going through a $40,000 camp.
They could carry
you
the old lady to the front door. I said that.
I am so glad that you're not the president of the United States, because I see if you don't have your way, the first thing you want to do is hurt a person. And that is wicked. That is sick.
No, I don't. Why did you need a cattle drive? You just said that my husband and I need a cattle drive. Is that what you said?
Counseling.
No, you and your
counseling.
I got strep throat. I can't
cattle.
Talk that well right now.
But
you don't hear me crying. I got strep throat. You don't hear me crying. I got a heart murmur. I got a heart this. I got a heart this.
I have
my
a heart monitor right
now. You know what, lady?
My wife has a heart monitor.
You are diarrhea, sick.
I am sick. You're right, I am sick. I have palpitations
of
the heart.
You're sick in the mind. That's what you're sick at.
No.
You're not sick in your heart. You need help.
So you think I'm crazy? Is that it? I need a rubber room? Is that what you're saying? Go ahead, say it. I need a rubber room.
You need a rubber room.
I am so glad that that's the only faith in that you be the president of that. And you said you've been elected.
Oh, God.
I bet you won't get elected.
Ms. Dooley,
will not be reelected. You know that?
You know, I have tried to explain to you, Mo. I have tried to explain to you what happened. They butt in, talked about the Yankees, blah, blah, blah. When it came time for us to talk about our son and the fact that we spent $40,000 on a tennis academy, let's get the meeting going. Nobody cares. Do you want to hear something? And I know you're going to be offended by this. It was so quiet when I...
Listen to yourself for a change. Listen to yourself.
What did I do?
Listen to what you're saying. You're upset that you couldn't tell people about your kid going to a $40,000 camp. Ma'am, come on,
man. They got to tell about their kid going to the Yankees. They got to talk about the Yankees.
Aren't you a grown woman? This is stuff that kids do on the playground.
I was grown. Until I was forced into being a child. I was a grown woman, yes. And
what do you mean you were forced into being a child?
Because when it was so quiet after we made that announcement, my husband Steve, and Mo was going to think this was bad, but Steve actually broke wind as loudly as he could to make the statement, listen to how quiet it is.
What an idiot.
I had to do it.
What an idiot. What a child. What a stupid child.
You and your husband is lost. You know what? I feel sorry for your child.
Don't you dare.
Your child grow up. If your child grew up and be like you and him, Lord have mercy.
All right. Thank you very much, Mo, for your call. Thank you, sir, for your call.
You heard what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. It's the most childish thing I've ever heard in my life, that your husband, in order to emphasize how quiet it is in the room, broke wind. Emma, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Well, this lady and her husband are in terrible condition. They are sick.
They are Beyonce.
I will not give you
this is
satisfaction.
They are Beyonce. And she doesn't even have a heart. She don't need no heart, Mama, because she don't even have a heart to mistreat somebody like that.
Do you have Parkinson's? No, you don't. She
needs prayer. And I'm going to pray for her. Lord, help this lady before it's too late.
You know what? You're praying for
something's going to happen. You're going to need this lady maybe one of these days. Did you ever stop to think that the people you dog and mistreat may be the people that help you? And stop talking about your money.
I don't think so.
If you got real sick today and had to die, your money couldn't save you. And you know
my
that.
My money would buy me one heck of a good hospital room.
Your mama won't buy
and
you
I
nothing.
Wouldn't need the Obama health plan neither.
Old lady, that's right. You are a menace to society.
That's a movie.
Phil Hendry.
And a good one.